Kodiak Chamber of Commerce held a three-way debate among Alaska's gubernatorial candidates Thursday. These included Republican incumbent Sean Parnell, Democratic former Alaska Federation of Natives president Byron Mallott, and independent former Valdez mayor Bill Walker. All answered questions related to Alaska's fisheries and fishing industry. The early part of the debate was dominated by discussion of resource rights and mining. All, including Walker, agreed that the state should not allocate fisheries based on ballot initiatives.
I do not agree that it should be done by ballot or initiative on allocation. I agree with the Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell's initial ruling on that, and I am glad it's being appealed because I don't agree with the allocation of the ballot box.
Their opinions include Ballot Measure 4, which, if approved in November, would close off the Bristol Bay Fishery Reserve to large-scale metallic sulfide mining, such as the Pebble Project west of Nondalton. Pebble came up again when Parnell was asked about his choice of a fisheries advisor, as he was the publicist for the Pebble Partnership. The governor vehemently defended his choice.
The bottom line is I have a new special assistant named Ben Moore. My fisheries advisory team that I rely on heavily consists of Cora Campbell, our commissioner of Department of Fish and Game, Stephanie Moreland, our deputy commissioner of Fish and Game, and Ben Moore, the individual you mentioned. Ben's experience brings to me the wildlife side of management as well as the sport fish side. He also is a part of this team, but when it comes to commercial fish issues, for example, Cora Campbell, Stephanie Moreland. It's a team effort. This is not a situation where there's a fish czar.
Both Mallott and Walker said their advisors must be qualified and have a background in fisheries. One other mining concern was the impact of Canadian disasters such as the Mount Polly tailing pond failure on Alaska's fish habitats. Parnell said there must be review, while Mallott said the U.S. should take such risks very seriously.
Fish and other renewable natural resources come first, period. I also believe that mining has had a long compelling history in our state, and we will have mining in our state far into the future. But we need to make very clear the bases upon which such will be permitted.
Other environmental risks came up, including ocean acidification due to an increased uptake of carbon dioxide. Walker and Mallott called it a significant fisheries threat, particularly to pink salmon. Parnell, however, said he needed conclusive research.
We have to actually understand more about it and its effects before we can actually go after root causes. And my hope is that in addition to other factors affecting marine survival of salmon, for example, that we'll have more information about ocean acidification and mortality with respect to salmon from the $30 million of research money we've committed there.
Other questions centered on increasing the image of Alaska's fishing industry and attracting younger fishermen. On the former, suggestions range from inviting so-called rail belt politicians to fishing communities, enticing them with fresh food, and even taking them onto a fishing boat. For the latter, Mallott said it was important to focus on the next generation.
We must develop the capacity for the next generation of fishers. We must use our fiscal resources to continue to strengthen and attract every aspect of the seafood industry to our state in whatever form we are able to.
To do this, all three candidates supported increased technical education in the University of Alaska system. There were also discussions about financial assistance for less wealthy fishermen and those trying to get into the business. Some candidates suggested loans and tax breaks, with Walker specifically committing to an expansion of Medicaid. One of the final subjects was native subsistence rights. Parnell didn't address the issue directly, instead emphasizing the importance of fisheries research and working with the federal government to manage stocks. Mallott said it was important to address sustainability while ensuring natives aren't excluded from subsistence. Walker was much more direct, saying that subsistence fishers needed to be brought to the table.
I think we need to sit down with the people that are in the users, the subsistence users, and bring them to the table. Unless those are issues that are sensitive issues, but they divide us. And so, in my administration, I will bring people to the table. We'll sit down. I don't guarantee that we'll solve them, but we'll certainly put them on the table and look at ways that we can solve them, so we don't have that divide that we have had for so long. We're one state. We need to bring all those parties together and resolve that ourselves.
All three candidates are running for governor in the state's general election, which takes place on November 4th. In Dillingham, I'm Chase Cavanaugh.